The Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Wait. Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for your funding. And this is how we get it. Hello, and I shouldn't say that. Hello, and welcome to The Guest List, where we have guests come in who are generally musicians, and they come talk about musical things and their influences and whatnot. This week we have Marsha in the studio, and he's one of them's filming me right now. Say hi, Marsha.
Hi, Marsha.
Oh, that's so funny. Thanks. So Marsha is a group. Three of the four are here. Evan is at work, apparently. But introduce yourselves, because I can't be bothered.
I'm Sam. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Milan, and I play drums.
And I'm Felix. I play guitar, and I'm a general nuisance.
Yes, yes, you are. Right, well, thank you so much for coming on. And also, this many bodies in the studio actually makes it a lot warmer as well. So that's nice. There's a benefit to this for me. Anyway, so basically, before we get into your song choices, let's talk about a little bit about you guys. What are you up to? How's life?
Thanks, Luke.
fuck off.
Oh, sorry, Liam. We spend a lot of our time as uni students, except for Evan, who is, of course, out in the real world being an electrical engineer. I'm doing civil engineering at the moment in my last year, finally. And what about you guys? What do you do?
I study computer science.
I'm doing chemical engineering.
Yep.
Bunch of nerds. So,
yeah, bunch of nerds. But nerds who are in their spare time rock on the stage wildly.
Yeehaw.
So, you guys, when I was at uni many, many millennia ago, we're playing all the time. You often had gigs on. How's that going? I mean, no one's really got gigs at the moment because it's
that's the issue, the problem.
But do you have new music coming out? What's happening?
We've got a few bits and pieces in the works, actually. We've got firstly is a music video that we're going to chuck out over the next week. Also got a bunch of shows coming up in April. For example, we're playing with St. Peter's Thursday up in Takaka. We're playing at Ducks, and I think that's it. Oh, no, there's one more that escapes me.
So you're playing at Dark Room at some point.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, that's something, I guess. But, I mean, I think restrictions will end soon enough, and you can go do your thing, yada yada. But anyway, as part of the guest list, you obviously have to choose two songs that you think have influenced you or whatever. New Zealand songs, because that's where we are currently.
Correct.
And your two choices were Counting the Beat by The Swingers. And Feel the Same by This Dog. Let's start with Counting the Beat, which I feel like a lot of people just know from, like, that one ad it's in.
The countdown.
Well, oh yeah, it is a countdown ad, isn't it? Mm. But anyway, it is, like, generally a good song. And maybe people should listen to the whole thing. But, I mean, first of all, obvious question, why did you choose this one?
It's just a early example of, like, New Zealand post-punk kind of crossing over into the charts. And I just kind of like how it has that pop crossover appeal. And I think we've all just, you know, we're all just a big fan of the song. You know, it's everyone knows it. Such a classic, you know.
We also had a fantastic opportunity to cover the song at NSOC's Kiwiana Barbecue.
Oh, bless.
So we thought it would be a fitting choice for that day and today.
How was NSOC? Are they okay? Are they all right?
They're all right.
They're all right.
Yeah.
Cool. Good on them. Now, often I just have, like, individuals on the show. So how did, like, the three of you pick your choices?
Well, You gave us such late notice about the show.
I did not give them late notice about this.
No, it was a general consensus. We decided that since we did cover it, and Sam did pull some inspiration from the song and the band, why not? You know, why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay, well, that's enough gas bagging. let's play the song, shall we? Here is "Counting the Beat" by the Swingers, which was
1987.
Well,
there you go.
Was it?
I don't. Living wage is $22.
Is it? Something. I thought it was like $26.
Well, no. Now that the minimum wage is $21 something.
But yeah, no, the mics are.
We'll take it offline.
They were discussing minimum wage for some reason. They're obviously quite poor.
hey, it was a living wage actually.
Well, yeah, but can you even live on it really? I saw someone propose the concept of instead of minimum wage, a maximum wage.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, so we can burn all the billionaires and all that.
Someone's got to do it.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's burn the rich. That is the saying, right? No, it's eat the rich.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. You don't burn them, you cook them well.
Yeah, you cook them well. Medium rare, obviously. Actually, my dad ordered a steak well done the other day. Oh,
yikes.
Oh,
my God.
Far out.
That hurt. Yeah, far out is a good...
Yeah.
Good reaction to that. Anyway, totally off topic. Great song. Great song. Excellent song.
Thank you.
Well, I don't... You didn't...
Sorry. What? Okay.
Well, you picked it.
Yeah, you picked it, so well done.
Thank you.
What was your cover of it like? Was it that good?
It was alright.
It was alright. It was fun.
It was fun.
You can, because you guys, I think, are, well, from what I've seen, you're a lot angrier on stage than that song.
Yeah, it's just, it's the numbers, you know, as soon as the counting starts, just, you know, it confuses me a bit.
So. And you're doing, like, something number related?
Yeah, no, I'm doing computer science.
Jeez, okay.
Hasn't got his degree yet, so.
I'm just joking.
Still learning.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, he's working on his skills.
He's really starting from scratch there.
Yeah.
And anyway, your second choice is by This Dog, who are still relatively new. They're like a baby band, really. But they're, I would say, more insane than you, perhaps.
Okay, thank you.
Well, no. anyway, you chose Feel the Same by This Dog. To some of our listeners out there who probably don't know who This Dog is or have heard of them yet, would you like to kind of explain them to us?
They're another local Christchurch band that we're good mates with. They make sick music. Yeah, they've just released their debut single, I believe.
Long ago now. But it's been cool to watch them sort of come up and become big in the Christchurch scene.
Yeah, because it all kind of happened like right after the you know, 2020 or whatever, so it's all been quite quick for them, I think, compared to us.
Cool. Well, they formed in lockdown, I want to say.
Sure.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They were in a flat and then just became a thing. But it has been quick. I only were made aware of them last year, and now they play everywhere, and they've played with a lot of different people as well. How would you describe the song?
Good.
Yeah, it's a banger.
It's a banger. Wow.
Well put.
The words here, like, this is like a living in a thesaurus right now.
Deep musical vocabulary.
So I could imagine, like, if you guys did a gig with them, it would be insane, right? It must be insane.
Yeah, messy, fun. We have done one gig, I think, with them in Supercub, and it's always fun playing with them. They're good fun to watch and good fun to be around.
Is there, like, a bit of competition there? A bit of, like, we're more insane than you type thing?
Not explicitly.
Okay. Right.
It's tacit. What's the word? Implicit.
It's implicit. Okay. All right. Oh, I feel like there's some tension here.
Are you trying to create some band beef?
Yes, I am. I'm 100% trying to do that. I think that'd be good. Like a bit of band beef. Well, I do you think that would, like, help you guys? Because I never, like, see music as, like, a competition-y thing, you know? But do you reckon, I mean, obviously they're a musical competition, but anyway, that's a sidetrack. Do you think, like, having someone to compete with could, performance-wise, actually improve you?
I don't think it's ever a competition. I think it's especially in Christchurch, the community is quite small and supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more of a help each other get to a higher level rather than compete, because there's always room for more. It's not like there's a finite amount of space at a certain level. There's always opportunity for more bands to grow.
I think it's also like, it's more like inspiring each other to be better, more than a competition.
Just because you're so competitive.
I'm not a competitive person. That was so beautiful and diplomatic, though. bless your souls. Anyway, that's enough rambling. Here is Feel the Same by This Dog. Enjoy, guys.
It's Monday, I wake up, I strip all my clothes and I go to get me clean. I need a brush, not a shower here, cause I'm dusty from my head to the toes of my feet. Found enough gold coins for two mufti days, so I'm out the door, heading for the dairy. I ring, spin a off on the way and I stopped saying mufti. It's pretty fucked up, please be cautionary. I'm educated, I'm self-sustained. I'm feeling as I walk past the park, I hear sound only described as a whistle of power. I got mates in around with golden hands, a nerf sports vortex make a howler. Yeah, we're out for one hot hour, two sore arms, three great catches for a damn good time. It could have been six, 7 days a week for the rest of my life. And you ask me how I'm feeling. I'm educated, I'm self-sustained. Oh, I shot myself in the foot, I'm complicated.
Thank you. Right, well, thank you so much, Marsha, for coming on the show. I'll give you one more chance to, like, shamelessly promote yourselves, if you want to. No, and they're struggling. They've got nothing to promote. They've got nothing going on.
Marsha underscore band on Instagram. That's the
nice
tag, right?
That's it. You know Instagram so well. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on, guys. Marsha has been... Marsha's been here today. And you're a wonderful bunch of intelligent people who play insane, crazy, and fun music. So, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Luke.
Shut up.
Thank you.
The Guest List, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.